With a boom in development, private and public, around the state, the Tasmanian government is being urged to make underground checking mandatory before any underground excavation or digging begins. Last week in the US, one person was killed, five were injured when a gas pipe was ruptured during digging. Ben Howe is the CEO of Dial Before You Dig for Victoria and Tasmania. Now, this is a service that you run, but why are you calling for greater precautions in Tasmania?
The service is just so important to protect our workers and our community. And the reason why we're calling for it to be mandatory is that, for the example you've just spoken about, one family no longer has a father coming home to them, and there are five people who are still in hospital severely injured from striking a gas transmission line, and a community interrupted, you know, no heating, no cooking through the gas network. So that kind of impact can happen anywhere. And there's been events extremely near misses that could cause the same thing in Hobart and the same thing in Tasmania. So we're urging the government to mandate service to ensure that families have their loved ones come home from work every night, and that the impact that the community faces from the continued striking of assets from the underground, from people working, that stops, that the community isn't impacted through down phone lines, water mains that have been damaged, and electricity outages.
Do you know how often this happens?
Look, it happens all the time. So there are thousands and thousands of asset strikes. So near misses, you know, where someone's hit a telecommunication line or a water line. So that directly impacts the community, but hasn't necessarily injured someone. But there are injuries all the time. And a recent injury in Tasmania comes to mind, in Argyle Street, where, you know, a worker hit a high voltage underground power cable and was burnt and injured. And, you know, this is just a thing that we see all too regularly. And our service is the first step in preventing those from happening.
From memory, he was really badly injured, wasn't he?
We've seen footage of a jackhammer hitting HV, high voltage underground power. It is horrendous. And what this guy went through would have been absolutely awful. And he's very, very lucky that he was able to come home. But he came home with injuries. And, you know, I also bet he wouldn't be too keen to pick up a jackhammer afterwards as well either. So that's the sort of thing that we want to avoid, and avoid at all costs. Through Victoria and Tasmania, the last year we had about 2.8 million referrals out to utilities, who then provided plans and information back to people. So the vast majority of people do the right thing, but we need more to get the people who aren't doing the right thing to be encouraged and we think mandated to actually use the service. It's free to use. There's no excuse.
Ben, I know you said it's a free service. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're a not-for-profit organisation, and we are funded by all of the utility owners out there and anyone who's responding and providing plans to people trying to protect their assets and protect people working around those assets. So, you know, the big telcos, the big utilities, all the people who fund the service, and they fund it to make it free because they want people to use it. And they fund our organisation to do that.
So people might think, oh, I don't know if I can afford that. It's, you know, going to cost a bit of money. But it's actually free. Just give them a call. You just have to select a time.
It is absolutely free. And you jump online and you get the information back within 48 hours. And most of the time you'll get everything you need to know before you start digging within 5 minutes. And this is so important for people to use. It's the cost of not using the service that people aren't thinking about. So the cost of, you know, your apprentice, who could be your son, not coming home at night or being severely injured. It's the cost of finding assets under the ground you didn't know about and having to redesign and rework your job, which is going to cost you time, effort, money and delays. And these are things that, what's the cost to you? Your insurance company may not pay up if you strike something and cause a massive outage and you haven't used the service. So it's the cost of not using the service that people really need to think really hard about.
What's the situation in other states and territories, Ben?
New South Wales is the only state with legislation around using the Dial Before You Dig service. We're working very hard in the states that we're responsible for, which is Victoria and Tasmania, and we just think it just makes sense, and it will save the state money, it will save people money, and the impact on the economy and people within Tasmania, it's just an easy win, and it keeps people safe, which is the most important aspect.